Here is a teardown for a generic Wi-Fi smart power strip UK model number, SM-SO301K, that I purchased by mistake from Amazon. UK link to Amazon UK. I already have the Zigbee version and it works well with Home Assistant, so I thought I'd try OpenBK with this one. Disassembly was simple. Rubber bungs on the back, covering 8 small screws. Note: make sure you disconnect the device from any main supply before opening the case. And do not be tempted to plug it back in once you have removed the cover. Ensure safe electrical working practices are carried out at all times. The cover just prizes off. There was no glue or concealed catches. This is the main PCB, and I have identified all of the relevant parts. You can see the CB3S module in the center. It uses the BK7231N chip. There are 4 mains outputs. 1 5-volt USB output. 2 separate LED indicators, red and blue, and 1 button input. I temporarily soldered wires to the +3V3, ground, TXD, and RXD pins on the CB3S module, and attached them to a serial UART plugged into my Windows computer. I downloaded the BK7231 DUI flasher tool from here, unzipped it, and ran it. I then clicked the button, Download Latest from Web, and after downloading, selected that file to flash to the module. I've done this before, so I selected the COM port of my serial UART and opted to do firmware write, no backup. Once the flash procedure started, I shorted CEN pin 3 to ground for a short pulse, and the flash procedure continued to completion. Head over to for a detailed overview of how this tool works, confident that the procedure had worked. I desoldered my temporary wires and reassembled the device before plugging into the main supply. Once I'd got the Wi-Fi settings completed and connected to my AP, I then set up the config as follows. It worked great. Well, it didn't entirely. I found a bug with the BTN TGL all function, but that was fixed overnight once I'd raised it on GitHub. Thanks for the amazing response.